Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. I'm Chris Pajak. I'm very happy to be joined by one Nicky Hawkins from West Ham Fan TV, or Nostranicus, as we might call you sometimes. You know, Nicky, that was worse than the intro that I fucked up, but I'm going to carry on regardless.
Okay.
Because I'm dead tired. Nicky, thanks very much for joining us, mate.
Pleasure.
Because it's you, we're going to put this full show on YouTube. So I'm warning you now, but no, we've got West Ham on Wednesday night. It's at your gaff. What the fuck's going on, mate?
I don't know whether you've sat and watched Sunday Supplement yesterday, but Matt Law on Sunday Supplement has pretty much summed everything up. I mean, it's ready to explode down here, to be quite honest with you. The frustrations of the football club are, you know, they're coming to a pivotal part now, where if we go down, which I think we've got a real chance of going down this year. You know, in previous years, like, we've been in relegation battles, I think we've just got enough to stay up, and I've been right. But this year the club as a whole is just in disarray. We've got one scout, you know, we sacked our manager and director of football 3 days before the transfer window opened. We're so desperately short on all sorts of positions. You know, we've got some big signings that just haven't happened. But, you know, you can't blame them, like the likes of Haller, when, you know, we've got in one striker and one kid, and we sold four first team strikers. You know, but sold two in the summer. It's just, you know, I think one of the guys on Sunday Supplement, you know, summed it up perfectly when he said it's being run like a fruit stall. There is just no sort of forward planning. There's no forward thought. We're just a mess. We are a mess. And honestly, I think I think they're just going to push it one step too far this time, and I don't think we're going to get out of this, to be honest.
Well, what's Moyes done to the situation?
What can you expect him to do? You're getting a manager. He comes in 3 days before the transfer window. He's going to have, you know, he doesn't know what he's got there in terms of talent or quality and all that. And then all through the transfer window, he had an interview last week. We could get one signings, we could get two, we could get none. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. And literally, they've just put him in the position. I mean, it wasn't good last time. The fans didn't like him last time. But to be fair, they had to do something, but they've just gone for the wrong choice again. And Moyes, you know, for all of his sort of downfall, what is he expected to do? He's not a miracle worker, you know. He asked the board to reinstate Stuart Pearce into his backroom team. They refused it because the last time he left, He'd dare say, I never met the owners. That's all he said. And they take that as a sign of disrespect. I mean, what do you expect to do? Their ego and the way they want to run things is overshadowing what's going on a pitch. And basically, they're losing sight of it. Like, with any football club, you know, before anything, before the money, before anything, you've got to make sure the stuff on the pitch is right. It's correct. And it's not correct. Their egos are getting in the way of that. The board have got to leave. They've got to sell up, or at least step aside and employ a chairman that knows what he's talking about. They are not football people. Then they don't know what they're talking about. All they're worried about is the money in their pockets. And to be fair, mate, you know, they are draining the life out of this club they are draining the life. We are such a loyal fan base, but there are people that I know that have been through this club for thick and thin, the relegations and you know the bond scheme and the brown days, that turn around and go, I can't be bothered anymore. And once you get that point in your loyal fan base, you're fucked. Fucked, because all the consumers that they want to come in, you know, as soon as the football isn't good, or as soon as we go down to the Championship, they're going to be gone. They're fickle. They'll be trying to get tickets to Chelsea or Tottenham, or you know, fucking like old Charlton if they ever come up or something like that. You know, I mean, they're not loyal to West Ham, and they are driving away the loyal fans by just if it was another business and not football, I think they'd be charged with neglect, you know, for their shareholder. Honestly, I do. I think there'd be it'd be some sort of criminal activity. But, you know, that's the way football's going. I'm getting a bit disillusioned with it. I'm starting to get into the point where I'm starting to think, you know, a season in the Championship might not be too bad. But I don't think it will be a season in the Championship. I think we'll be down there for a long, long time, maybe even the next league down. Because VAR and things like that, it's just pissing me off. It's just making football... But look, you can't relate at the minute, you know what I mean? Because you're seeing some of the best stuff that you've seen in a long, long time. But, you know, and I was thinking to myself, you know, a season without VAR, is that bad? But I don't think it will be a season. And I think that once we slip into that league, unless something drastically is done, I don't think we'll come back.
Is it really that bad, Nicky?
Yes, it's awful. You'll see on Wednesday, you'll turn up on Wednesday and you'll see sort of like, we've got a 37, you know, Ryan Frederick, you know, we've got injuries again, you know, injuries after injuries. We sign players that are prone to injury anyway, but, you know, it's been well documented over the last couple of weeks. Our training ground is worse than some League One sides. You know, it's just a fucking bunch of porter cabins, and football is such a science these days, you know. People are spending 100-150 million on their training facilities to make sure they've got the best recovery methods, the best doctors, the best medical facilities. And we're chucking a load of porter cabins in a fucking car park and putting some weights in there and expecting, you know, proper... Don't laugh.
I'm sorry. That
is exactly what we're doing. If you go to our training facilities, it's like a fucking warehouse.
I don't mean to laugh.
Honestly. What's that?
It was your turn of phrase. That's fucking brilliant. Mate, it sounds atrocious, to be honest with you. And as you say, though, you're competing with teams that are spending millions upon millions, not just on the facilities, but on the frigging doctors. Why have you got one football scout?
They fucking sacked them all, you know? And then, they turn around. The thing is, Chris, when you get into this position... And I used you as a perfect example. I mean, you know, we're near the position we are. You know, you've had almost a flawless season, which is fucking amazing. A fantastic manager. I don't know a lot about the boardroom level, but I tell you what you did do. Even though you didn't, you know, especially need to sign anyone, you went out and got a deal done, announced it on the 28th of December. On the 1st of December, Minamino was there. Is his name Minamino?
Minamino,
right. So he was there, right? We've had these problems documented, the lack of depth in our squad since October, and they've done nothing. They've sat on their hands and done absolutely zero, you know. And it gets to a point where in the league, like, you know, and at the moment they are sort of trying to. They come out. We made a card on West Ham Fan TV. It's called Transfer Excuse Bingo. And we've got like cards here, and every time you hear an excuse from the ball, like, you know, we're trying very hard, and you know it's difficult to do in January. In the position we are, and when people can see the position you're in, and this is why it's so important to do this stuff in the summer, is the position you're in, people are going to have your pants down, and what you've got to do is you've got to, you know, let your pride be sort of dismiss that to one side and actually overpay for players, because nobody's going to sell you them. Nobody wants to get rid of them. Everyone's in the middle of a campaign. You know, any player that goes now of any worth is going to disturb some team. So you've got to compensate them and, you know, give them a chance to go and do the same. We just won't do that. We just won't do it. It's farcical here. You'll see it on Wednesday. You know, I mean, I can just imagine the football. Well, we haven't seen you this season, but I've been watching like bits and pieces on the TV and that. The movement off the ball, everyone working for each other, you know, the unity in the side, you know, everyone's organised, everyone knows what they're doing. You come to the Lona Stadium Wednesday, you watch a team that's, I've seen Sunday League teams better. They can't pass the ball 5 yards, they can't string a pass together five times. Nobody's moving, everyone runs beyond players, everyone's expecting the ball when nobody wants to play the ball. Everyone's walking around with their heads down, they're fucking slow. I think I can run faster than a lot of them, you know, we've got no pace. And you are, I'll be honest with you, you're going to rip us to fucking shreds, and we're not expecting anything more.
I mean, what is West Ham's strength this week, this season?
Strength?
Yeah.
If it rains. And we get the game called off. That's the only fucking hope we've got. Honestly, we've got no strength. I mean, I've got our best goalkeepers out, so we can't even fucking, unless we pray for a miracle. Honestly, our best strength at the minute would be prayer. They're our strengths. Prayer.
Prayer and rain.
Prayer and rain, you know. Pray for rain. We might have got...
Okay, we've not got too much time left, but what are your weaknesses?
Fucking playing football.
Mate, we've been talking for, I don't know, what is it, 5 or 6 years we've been doing these Oppo previews or something like that. I've seen you angry at your football side before. I've seen you happy at your football side, namely after you come to Anfield and stuffed us 3-0. And you did that a couple of times, I think. There was a couple of really good results at Anfield over the years while we've been doing this.
We got a win and a draw 1 year. Yeah, we played well. And even up to last year, you know, the game that we played against you at the London Stadium last year, we should have beat you.
Yeah.
You know, it was only a fucking hookie goal that sort of cost us. And we was all sitting there going, oh, VAR will be along next year. Fucking VAR stuffed us up the arse. Honestly, stuffed us up the arse. It's fucking cost us more points than anybody else. But it's just that, you know, sometimes West Ham can, you know, you think to yourself, you go into these games and you can turn around and say, it'd just be typical West Ham if, you know, this is the hope that we'll go and beat a Liverpool or someone like that at home or Manchester City or something. But there's no chance of that. Any chance we had of that, I think, left when we got to the London Stadium, if I'm honest. Because there is no, you know, it's such an easy place to come. You know, when they turned around and Karen Brady said it's a world-class stadium for world-class teams, I thought the world-class team was going to be us. I didn't think we were giving it a gift to everybody else. But that's what it is. And we need a fucking miracle. We need, you know, the players that we have got, we really need them to dig deep to even contemplate in coming away with a narrow defeat. And that's
mad that, like, it's mad that, like, it's funny because over the last few years, mate, we've done Oppo previews, not just with you, but with everybody. And, like, you know, I remember doing it with Robbie and Full Time Devils or whoever it was and all that. Like, and now it's just completely changed the dynamic. Is when we do an Oppo preview, everyone's like, yeah, you're going to smash us. You're going to smash us. You're going to smash us. It's so frigging weird, to be honest with you. But Liverpool are playing so well at the moment that I kind of agree with everybody. You know, most of the time you go into a game thinking, we're going to smash them.
What, we're 24 games in? You've drawn like
that. It's mad. It's mad.
Drawn one all season. Look, the thing is, I've seen the rise of Liverpool from, you know, I keep a good eye on Liverpool because I like Liverpool as a club. Mm. And I like the way they play football. I like the philosophy. The problem is, over the years, is that you've always sort of been maybe three or four players short of, you know, really mounting a challenge. And I said to you, I remember sitting there a couple of years ago, saying to you, like, they're a goalkeeper and a centre half short, and that was before you signed Van Dijk, before you signed Alisson. But when I look at the progression of, you know, when we got to that point in the 15-16 season where, you know, Liverpool were pretty poor at times, West Ham were pretty poor, we were sort of like, squad wise, we were sort of like on an even keel. And look, I'm not saying that West Ham are a better club than Liverpool or a bigger club than Liverpool and anything like that, but we had a chance to step up with you boys, you know what I mean? And the thing is, you know, yeah, you've got probably the best left back in the league. You've probably got the best right back in the world. They've come from, you know, he came from Harl Robertson, Alexander Arnold come from the academy. You know, you can't account for things like that, which has been brilliant. But you know, the way you've identified the problems and you know, got everyone, you know, playing in the right philosophy, bought players for the positions, and we're just buying players like we're at a car boot sale. Look at the, yeah, he'll do. You know, and it, you know, it's a real, and I don't think West Ham are the only club. I think you look at Man United, you look at Arsenal, they're all in the same sort of boat, really. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, and it was a real chance back then to sort of make something happen when we got into that stadium. Now nobody's going to come. Mm. Nobody's going to come and sign for us because we are such a badly run club that you'd be fucking mad to. Even managers and scouts and coaches and that, who the fuck would want to work for them two fucking dildo shifting merchants? Nobody. Because I wouldn't. And I'm a fucking West Ham fan. If they are, oh, God's on this trip, if they turn around to me tomorrow and said, come sort out our social media, because that's a fucking pile of trash, by the way. Come sort out our social media, I'll pay you £150,000 a year. I'd say, nah, you're all right. And I support the club and I support the club all my life. It's just, you know, it's farcical. But congratulations to Liverpool because it looks like you're going to go. I mean, this is record breaking in terms of Premier League seasons. You know, you're almost flawless and you've got two games against us, 6 points.
Mad. Score prediction then before you go, mate.
5-0.
Okay, mate. We're gonna do a. What?
I said, depends what mood you're in.
Aye. We do like to make things difficult at times, Nicky, to be fair. Like, you know, a la Shrewsbury at the weekend. But it is what it is. Thank you very much for coming on. We're going to be over there previewing the game over on West Ham Fan TV. We'll put a link in the description for that one. Do go and check it out. It's some of the best content, football content, anywhere. Just happens to follow West Ham. Nicky, as always, an absolute pleasure. And we'll see you over there. Ta.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.